Schools in Okaloosa County will be getting several hundred thousand dollars from a class action Juul vaping lawsuit. The Okaloosa County School District is getting a big chunk of the $438.5 million settlement. The district should receive $360,000 in installment payments. Juul agreed to settle those claims that were made in 34 states across the country back in September of last year. 808, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Light showers through the morning hours. That rain chance will slowly subside throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies throughout the afternoon and evening. 74 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. We'll be a little bit warmer as we go into Friday. 84 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 60 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8:30. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Drive safely, please. We've already seen some examples of people who did not experience that and got word from Channel 3 that the accident that's caused all the shutdowns around I-10, Pine Forest, 9 Mile, US 29, all of the mess and back up there was a fatality. So please drive safely. Get to work. Get home today. Hug your loved ones again. Please drive carefully. When it's wet, we all kind of lose our minds, and please don't. Joining us now from Gulf Breeze, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News and an expert on all things related to Gulf Breeze in Santa Rosa County, Lisa Newell. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm humbled. I'm very humbled. Thank you for that introduction.
No, it's true. Absolutely.
It was great to see you on Friday at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. Wasn't that a fantastic event?
Always is. Always is. I always think, bigger and more, and there's so many people that do. They always sell out, but it is fantastic food. Oh, my gosh, so much good food. Really good food. And unexpected
so
good food. I'm like,
good
I'll try
food.
That. That's so good.
Exactly. And there were so many things I didn't even get to, but we have an opportunity to go on Saturday to the Taste of the Beach.
Oh.
So we can fill up our guts then again, too.
We're into weight loss season now,
yeah,
right?
So
how's it going for
happen.
You? I know it's not going well for me.
Oh, gosh, no.
We had a big brush fire. Monday was the lingering effects of it in the...
In the
Naval Live Oaks area.
Sunday. Naval Live Oaks. Yes, it did. Yeah, that was quite scary. They did have to close down Highway 98 for several hours, which, that's our whole lifeline right there.
One road.
So that was pretty bad. But, yeah, one road. I had to go to the beach. So I had to literally go all the way to Navarre and then all the way down the beach road, which was another hour.
Yeah.
It took me an hour. Slow. But I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful, wonderful drive, but I didn't really have the time for it. It wasn't planned. But, yeah, fortunately, No one was hurt. There was no threatened, no structures were threatened at all. And we had, of course, great response from all the different fire agencies. And they did, it eventually went out. It was out yesterday, but it smoldered for a few days.
Yeah, well, as you say, I'm glad nobody was hurt, no structures were damaged, but still, these things happen when you live in a forested area like we do live in. Somebody's filed to run against Representative Andrade, is that right?
Yes, she is a former Gulf Breeze High School government and history teacher, and her name is Kim Klein. When she was a teacher, her name was Kim Messer, so a lot of people might know her from that. She taught for 10 years, and she is a business owner. And she said she just, you know, kept waiting for someone to, you know, get involved in the race who represented her ideas. And she said no one did. So she decided to do it herself. So she is running as a no party affiliation candidate against Alex Andrade for the District 2 House seat.
Okay, so that wouldn't be in the primary. That'd be in the general election. Okay. Very interesting.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Well, you know, I always like voices in politics, and, you know, because I think that, you know, there ought to be more than one candidate for any office. So I always appreciate that.
I completely agree.
What's that?
I completely agree with that. We need to have some ideas, and we need all, I think everyone's better when they're challenged.
Agreed. A county commission is, you know, they're thinking, or they had proposed maybe not having meetings in the south end of the Tiger Point Community Center anymore, but at least for now, they're looking into the possibility of continuing that, right?
They are. And when they said that they were thinking about not having them in the south end anymore, there was just an outcry. You know, it is a far drive, and they have to get up early and have to go out there. But, of course, people who live on the south end who represent the majority of the population in our county have to also drive up there. So it's just the same distance to go up there from the south end as it is for them to come from the north end. But the other issues are that the sound system is not very good there. And so they always have trouble with it. So they may have to make some adjustments to that to make it sound better, make it easier for them to video those meetings. But, yeah, I think that the people who spoke made their voices heard that we do need to have the county commission come down and visit us once a quarter. It's not that often. Just once a quarter in the south end to give people an opportunity to speak without having to take a day off from work and drive up there. So,
I like the idea of the traveling road show. They talked about going to Jay. I'm going to recommend to our county commission in Escambia that, you know, they go to the beach once in a while, or they go to Century once in a while, or to, you know, Perdido once in a while to hold a meeting, because, you know, why not? It seems to make sense to me. You've also got a story about how watering your lawn can be very expensive.
Yeah, so the city of Gulf Breeze, this has come up before, that if you are using city water to irrigate your lawn, you may end up with a very high sewer bill. And a person who lives in Gulf Breeze had that same experience. It has been very dry. We did have some rain yesterday, but it had been very dry for almost a month. And so people, you know, they had to protect your lawn. You know, if you don't have a well, you've got to use city water. But the city has already been put on notice by the people that they get their water from that they are using, we're using way too much city water. Mm. Some people have got the opportunity to tap into that reclaimed water system.
Right.
But a lot of the people who live in the, you know, older areas do not have that opportunity.
Well,
and so, yeah, they're saying, you know, and after 2024, I guess starting in 2025, you will be charged a penalty for watering with city water.
With
now, you can
water.
Fill up your pool, and they will take that off of your sewer bill. But there is no such grace period or grace for irrigation.
Interesting. Yeah, and it's one of those things where I know the way we do it at ECUA here in Escambia County is they actually measure your water usage in the winter so that they know what your sewer usage is in the summer as opposed to your pool and lawn usage, which is a, you know, an interesting way to do it. And I always kind of appreciate that. We call it, you know, sewer averaging from the winter. You guys have stories in the paper about Magdalene's Plans for Human Trafficking Conference, all the stuff that's going on this weekend, Navy Federal employees, Breeze Ween. I mean, the paper is always just full of so much stuff. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You can get it anywhere today afternoon. Thursday afternoon is always when it comes out. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
I hope so, and I'll see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Time for Traffic on the Fives with Jake sitting in for Candy this morning.
All right, we're still watching that accident on I-10 and Pine Forest. It's had the westbound lanes blocked all morning. Eastbound slowdown lets up around the Car City exit 10. We're also looking over at Chemukla Highway and Norris Road. There was a vehicle crash with injuries reported there, so just use caution in that area. If you have more traffic tips, please text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you need to get your car serviced, especially if you've got an import, you might think that a Beamer or a Porsche or Mercedes, a Lexus are cars you have to take to the dealership because they're kind of specialized, more expensive. They are, but that doesn't mean that you have to take them to the dealership, and especially if the dealership is in Mobile or if it's over in Destin or anywhere else. No, you can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. No problem. They work on those vehicles all the time. No issues. Same for your diesel engines. They work on those. Same for your gas and your domestics. I mean, it's not like it's just Lexuses and trucks, okay? They work on everything. And the point is they try to see you for the little stuff. Like, bring it to them for the little things, the preventative routine maintenance stuff, so you can avoid the big stuff. That's what preventative means, right? Like you're taking your body to the doctor once a year to make sure to prevent big things. You take your car in for the routine scheduled maintenance at Bobby Likas Auto. You can check them out online at carclinicservice.com or just stop by on Davis Highway.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is excited to announce the sale you've been waiting for. It's the Super Saturday Sale going on this Saturday, October 14th. 0% financing on Bernina sewing machines. No interest and equal monthly payments. This financing special is good on qualifying Bernina purchases only. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, sergers, and embroidery systems. The Super Saturday Sale is only at Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
Declare a retraction, and I hate to have to do it, but it does happen every once in a while. You remember the story, we talked about this a week or two ago, where the Century Town Council was proposing a 290% increase in the millage rate, and they had to have a unanimous vote in order to make that happen, and then there was a whole long rigmarole of how they got to making that vote happen, and they didn't approve it, and they tried it again, and they didn't approve it, and they tried again, and then they finally did wind up approving it. Okay, here's the thing. I looked at the tax sheet on this, and I've actually talked with Bill Reynolds at northescambia.com, and nothing that he reported and nothing that we said is actually inaccurate, but I don't think it's the right takeaway from the story, and here's what I mean by that. The story that he had just published about this was that the tax base in Century had gone from $49.5 million to $54.5 million in the last year, and that the property taxes last year were $45,000 and this year were going to be $50,000. And I'm putting that information together, and I'm like, but if the millage rate is actually kept straight at 0.9204, that means that for every $1,000 of valuation, you pay just a little under a dollar, 92 cents. Okay, so $100,000 home of value. Okay, like $150,000 home, you take 50 off for your homestead. $100,000, you're going to pay, you know, $92, right? That's kind of the idea there. I think I did that math right. I'm doing it fast on the fly. Yeah, that's right. So the point is, millage is a weird thing, by the way. It's one for 1,000 is what that means. I don't know why we don't do like a percentage. I think people would understand a percentage better because they're used to working with percentages. Millage is like this bizarre term that makes it feel like there's a cloud of obscurity between you and your tax amount. But anyway, I digress. The reporting had been that it was a 290% increase, but the millage rate's the same, and that's over the rollback rate. Remember, the rollback rate is if you take the tax base to this year, what millage would you have in order to make the collected revenue be the same as last year? A $0 tax increase by state law. Well, that seemed weird to me, and I should have raised questions at the time. You know, who in their right mind is proposing a 4x tax increase, like a 300% increase is a 4x your tax? I'm like, that just can't be right. And the more I looked into this story, I actually called the property appraiser's office. I said, what am I missing here? Well, I looked on one of the lines in the property assessor's report, and there's a weird accounting rule that money that goes into the CRA, the community redevelopment area, gets removed from the tax collected number. And so just because of the accounting rule, you then reduce the $45,000 to about $11,000. And so it looks like last year the city only collected $11,000, but they didn't. They collected, you know, $50,000 or $45,000. So that's where you get the 290% from, because if you take $11,000 at 9.2% and you take this year to produce that amount with, you know, the rollback rate, that's what they're getting at. So this very long-winded explanation for you is, if you have a tax bill in Century, or the people of Century pay a property tax bill, like $60, $100, it's, you know, again, it's about a 1% tax bill, or a one mil tax bill. If you pay $100 last year, you're not going to pay $400 this year. You're going to pay $103 because it's limited by how much it can go up. So I thought the takeaway for the end user was kind of misleading, and I've talked with Bill about this, and he said he doesn't see it that way. We have a disagreement of opinion, which is fine. You know, he runs his newspaper, I run my radio show. I'm just saying that the idea that Century was quadrupling taxes next year, I don't think that's accurate, even though technically, according to the way the state requires you to calculate it, that is what their number says. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake is sitting in for Candy this morning, learning how to do everything with traffic on the fives.
Yes. Still looking at I-10 at Pine Forest. All westbound lanes have been blocked all morning. Eastbound slowdown is starting to let up around Car City Exit 10. Also, Chemukla Highway and Norris Road, we have a vehicle crash with injuries there, so please use caution in that area. The traffic tip line is reporting a minor accident on Highway 29 and Hope Drive going southbound. So if you're in that area, watch out for that. If you have any more traffic tips, please send them in at text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Speaking only for myself, I kind of like the terrific traffic line. I kind of like that.
It's a terrific line. It really is. Everybody's been super nice this morning. Thank you, everybody, for being patient with me on my first day.
You're discovering that our listeners are incredibly great people. I mean, they are just the best.
Because I was one for years.
There you go. At 4 o'clock today in Milton, they are having the Public Safety Festival. So that's on Pine Forest Road, 4499 at the Emergency Operations Center, the EOC. That big, ugly building with a lot of the radio towers on top. If you know the one. Anyway, they're doing free bike helmets with a fitting. They're doing face painting, games, safety tips, door prizes, giveaways. You can learn CPR. You can learn to use the AED, the shock machine. I know you shouldn't call it that, but I am anyway. The basic first aid, you can get a mini training. And, you know, there's probably going to be like touch a truck there, because you're going to have lifeguard and the sheriff's office and the big red bus, Santa Rosa Kids House. So big day today, 4 o'clock at the Emergency Operations Center on Pine Forest Road in Milton. 827 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am.
Si se puede.
And hey, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today showing support for following those deadly attacks by the Hamas militant group. Blinken meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders today. They're trying to secure the freedom of those hostages that were all kidnapped by Hamas, which still includes a number of Americans. Not sure yet when there's going to be a floor vote to elect a new Speaker of the House, but the chamber did recess yesterday after House Republicans in a closed-door meeting chose Steve Scalise to be their party's nominee. And he still has to win the majority vote from the full House to secure the Speaker's gavel. And bad weather today caused a delay in the launch of NASA's Psyche asteroid mission, the launch being pushed back to tomorrow morning from the Kennedy Space Center.
I think the way they say that is, psych!
Is it?
No, nobody, nobody. Okay, fine. I'll move on. David, thanks so much for the update. 437. Look, I'm allowed. If I got dad and dad bod, I'm allowed dad jokes, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's the way that works. That's the law. Hey, if you haven't heard, we got a relatively new advertiser on the show, ProHealth Florida, and they're locally owned, female owned, 35 years, doing business at 7 locations around the area: Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, on Summit in Pensacola, on College by the Sam's Club in Pensacola, and in Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger. And here's the thing. First of all, they are just a medical care clinic that you can walk in 8 to 4 any day of the week, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by Sam's Club. But they also are an alternative to health insurance because they have a ProHealth medical membership plan. Okay, so you can actually pay for something that's sort of like insurance, but much less expensive, $45 a month. Unlimited primary care visits, zero copay. Teledoc 24/7. You get a physical every year. You get a flu shot annually. You get lab work at a discount. It's already inexpensive. You get procedures at a discount. It's already inexpensive. A B12 shot monthly, no catches. And one of the things I learned from Bill, who was sitting in on Pep Talk the other day, is about a third of the people who buy their medical membership plan already have regular health insurance. But this is a much less expensive way for them to get easier, no copay service. And, you know, they view it as a value to not have to deal with the big insurance that they have through work for the catastrophic stuff. So just, you know, you might think, well, I've got insurance. What do I need with that? Well, about a third of their people actually do it for that reason. So check them out online at ProHealthFL.com or just stop into any of the locations. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in a moment, we'll have the frivolous topic and I don't know if I want to get into this right now, but I learned a new word yesterday, according to the PNJ. I had not known this before, but have you ever heard of Jiffy Feet? I know, I feel dumb for not knowing this, but Jiffy Feet is like a Northeast Florida term, and it means the dirty, like dusty feet that you get from walking around barefoot, like Floridians often do when you're going grocery store feet, that's right, Candy. Or when you went to the Jiffy store back in the day is where it came from.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Secretary of State Blinken in Tel Aviv declares this a moment of moral clarity, that America stands beside Israel in its war on Hamas for the slaughter of 1,300 Israelis.
Babies slaughtered. Bodies desecrated. Young people burned alive. Women raped. Parents executed in front of their children, children in front of their parents.
And Blinken reports 25 Americans dead in Israel as Israel launches an assault on the port of Gaza, boats afire. Consumer price inflation for September comes in hot, another 0.4 higher, 4.1% for the year. Social Security checks next year rise just 3.2%, or about $58. The House still paralyzed without a speaker after the Republican conference chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise, but apparently Scalise still doesn't have the votes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies right now, wet conditions out there. Across the area, and some traffic issues as well. We'll get a check on that here in just a couple of minutes. The Pensacola man accused of holding a woman and child hostage over the weekend, now charged with first-degree murder for allegedly killing his cousin early in September. 26-year-old Jerry Foster Jr., now charged with first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson, who was found dead outside of a home on Emerald Avenue last September. Investigators believe that shooting was tied to a family dispute. The Alabama mother convicted of battery and child abuse after an incident at Sacred Heart Hospital will end up serving 1 year and 1 day in jail.
36-year-old Jessica Bortle was sentenced yesterday. During her trial, prosecutors say Bortle rammed a meal table into her 14-year-old special needs daughter's midsection. The daughter, who was recovering from an infection, died following the incident. The medical examiner testified that blunt force trauma to the torso was the cause of death. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
A 20-year-old Pensacola man will spend 4 years in prison for causing a fatal crash last year, then leaving the scene. The crash happened November 1st on Highway 29. It killed 53-year-old Lisa Rowe. Family members say she was from out of town, had just arrived the day before for a family gathering. Yahir Moreno pleaded no contest on those charges. Following his sentence, he'll be on probation for 3 years. Well, we are just about a month away now from the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. They're celebrating 50 years of women in naval aviation.
From the first four women to earn their wings of gold, to the thousands of women training as pilots, naval flight officers, and aircraft maintainers. Women have been an integral part of the Navy's aviation history, helping to make it what it is today.
And in 2015, Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins became the first female pilot for the Blue Angels team. She flew Fat Albert. The 2023 team features Lieutenant Amanda Lee, the first female F-18 pilot in the Blue Angels history. That show taking place Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th, admission is free. They're also selling VIP seating, and that is available now. A dog in Holly, Navarre, recovering this week after being bit by a bear. The dog needed 12 stitches to close his wounds. The incident happened on Gordon Evans Road, a common place to see bears here around this area. While some people say it's not an issue, others say more needs to be done to stop bear interactions. Channel 3 talked with a resident in the area.
It's definitely something that they need to look into and find out a resolution, because it's a lot of them. It's nothing, you know, we're doing what we can, but it's so many.
And Florida Fish and Wildlife says a report was filed after that attack. They say seeing a bear is usually not a cause for alarm, but they do suggest people in that neighborhood tighten up security on their trash cans, so they don't have to clean up a mess. We're learning that local restaurant Jocko's is closing their Perdido Key location. The downtown location will not be affected. The restaurant over on Gulf Beach Highway opened up as a second location a couple of years ago. On a social media post, they say they're closing down to make room for a new restaurant that's going to be taking over the building. The new restaurant coming out of Colorado, apparently it'll be called Buzzy's Perdido Key. It's 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Multiple minor accidents in the area, so please use caution getting around this morning. I-10 at Pine Forest, all westbound lanes have been blocked all morning. Eastbound slowdown lets up around the Carr City exit. Chemukla Highway and Norris Road, we also have a vehicle crash with injuries reported there. Somebody on the traffic tip line is reporting a minor accident on Highway 29 and Hope Drive southbound, but I think they've moved that off to the side by now. If you have any traffic tips, please text in 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Light showers through the morning hours. That rain chance will slowly subside throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies throughout the afternoon and evening. 74 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. We'll be a little bit warmer as we go into Friday. 84 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, right now it is very cloudy and still a little bit wet out there, but nice 62 degrees in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, and 62 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Your money now. This morning, we're opening up to a mixed market. The Dow's down 1734 at 33,787.53. S&P 500 up 167 at 43,78.62. NASDAQ up 1820 at 13,677.88. Our 10-year bond rate this morning is, no change at 4.59%. Gold prices are up a bit, up $2 at $1,889.30. Silver prices up slightly at $22.22 this morning. Bitcoin up $15.52 at $26,750.60. The number of first-time jobless claims in the U.S. holding steady this week. In the weekly report, the Department of Labor says the rise in unemployment insurance claims was unchanged from last week's total of 209,000. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been suspended. Negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, says the two sides are just too far apart. That strike going on now for 3 months. The CEO of X, formerly Twitter, says the social media platform has removed hundreds of Hamas-affiliated accounts since the attack on Israel. Linda Yaccarino says they've assembled a leadership group to assess the situation shortly after the attack and have been redistributing resources to address the evolving situation. The move in response to an ultimatum by the European Union to stop the spread of disinformation. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The primaries. Is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So we just had this brief mention. I said for the Florida slang expression of Jiffy feet, which Candy, you call that what? Grocery store feet? Grocery store feet. Yeah. Put it one more time. There we go.
Grocery store feet.
Outstanding. So
grocery store feet.
Grocery store feet. Which is, you know, the kind of the, you know, if you walk around, you don't have sandals or anything on, you get that kind of discolored sort of whatever, and it's sometimes it washes off, and after a while, thanks for the visual.
Sure.
So 4-3-7-16-20. What's your Florida slang? What's that slang? Like if somebody's new to the area. Which I'm 9 years new to the area, you know. I've never lived in Florida before 9 years ago. What's the slang expression or the, you know, shorthand or whatever phrase that we have down here that you maybe don't use anywhere else and you probably, if you're new here, you didn't understand. And if you're old here, people don't understand. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, do you have one for me? Yes, anyone come to mind? Go ahead. What do you got? Keep it clean, by the way.
I am.
I'm talking to the people.
Oh. Go ahead.
Though, what do you got? Also, keep it clean.
The can opener. That's what we call the train trestle when it takes off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you drive through the can opener today?
No,
I did. I did come underneath the can opener. Thank you so much.
So the graffiti bridge,
graffiti
17th
bridge,
Avenue
yes.
Bridge, that is extraordinarily good at opening up those box trucks. That's right.
You know, I mean,
undefeated.
It's awful,
all
and
these
I hate
years.
It when it happens because you know that person's like, oh my gosh, it's going to cost so much money. And we're all like,
can you imagine being the person who drives through that?
Yes, I took off.
And then for the rest of your life, you got to explain to people, You know what I did the one time in Pensacola?
Why the TK antenna on the van is bent? Because I took it underneath the can opener.
There you go. 437. Even though there's a sign, and there's going to be more signs coming soon. 437-1620. Other Florida slang that you find, whatever your Florida slang is. Do you have one, Jake? I know this is your first frivolous. Well, I know you've been sitting on the other mic a couple of days.
I've been chiming in a little bit. But when I first moved down here, especially in the musician circle, they refer to this area as the Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Never heard that before.
And meaning?
Here you go.
Right. It's
first
paradise,
day on the air.
But
go
you've
on.
Got, you know, you've got some mom-and-ems in there.
Hey, how are your mom and them?
And they're barefoot at the Walmart, taking selfies.
Or, I can't go on.
What are you, have you been following me around?
I know, right? What is a little bit stalkery, right? So, yeah. Well,
how's your mom
and it is, just, even so, even as long as I've lived here 9 years, it's still geographically, I have to remind myself that there's like five times as much Alabama to the east of us as there is to the west of us.
Yes.
You know, like we are geographically Alabama. You know what I mean? And that's, you know. So just as a frame of reference.
A well-decorated basement.
There you go.
Will.
That's right. 437-1620. Very well decorated. Better sand. All right. So let's see. What somebody here says, I say I'm going to town when I mean I'm going to run errands or go to the grocery store. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Definitely.
All right. That's more of a southernism.
Country,
I get that.
Yeah.
Somebody says grimy feet is another way to describe the jiffy feet or whatever, or
I'm
the grocery
aware.
Store feet or whatever.
Yeah.
The true meaning. Somebody here says, this is a good one. Bless your heart, or bless their heart.
Yeah, you know what that means, Jake?
It's not a compliment, actually.
No, as it turns out.
Yeah, you're a blinking idiot, is
right.
I know. Versus, when you get here 25 years ago, thank you.
Yeah,
bless
right.
your heart, too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
The Bermuda Triangle, or the Devil's Triangle, as I like to call it, the 9th Avenue tip and 12th area.
Oh,
right?
God.
That's a
the
local.
Devil's Triangle.
It reminds me of the on-ramp of despair. That's the I-10 U.S. 29 interchange. Although that's gotten a little bit better, and it's going to be much better later on. Somebody here says, when a Florida visitor moves here, we say they got sand in their shoes. Mm. Oh, I haven't heard that one before, but okay, fair enough. Or Lower Alabama, not just Redneck Riviera.
L.A.
Good, L.A. Mm-hmm. Got another top. A shopping buggy. No, that's British. People don't call it a buggy, do they? They must be at Aldi.
I don't know.
They're Europeans at heart. They don't know the difference. 437-1620. Actually, this was in the PNJ yesterday, or at least the online. I think it was from somewhere else in their network, but they had the Jiffy Feet is one I had not heard before. A Florida Happy Meal. Y'all heard of a Florida Happy Meal? Anybody know what a Florida Happy Meal is? Florida Happy Meal is I'm going to the Jiffy store.
Right.
Okay. For beer, a lottery ticket, and cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's the Happy Meal. That's a Florida Happy Meal.
Meal.
Sure.
All the sins in one convenient place.
Those are also hurricane supplies.
Now, this one, this to me is not, I don't know. I knew this in the North too. A no-see-um.
Oh,
yes. The no-see-ums. I heard about that a couple weeks ago from my wife.
Yeah, no-see-ums. Yeah. The bites for the insects that you can never see because they're so small and they're all over the place. But we had those in the Midwest. That's not a uniquely Southern thing, I don't think.
Right.
Snowbirds, obviously, is,
people. I'd never heard that till I came here.
Interesting.
Yeah,
see, I lived in Arizona, which is another.
Do they have snowbirds there too?
Oh,
okay.
I mean, they have, we have the Villages, they have Sun City, which is a, 65 and up only kind of location. You know, that's very much a thing. It's basically the two retirement areas are Arizona or New Mexico and then, Florida, the two areas.
Lots of
Florida
VD.
Was the law.
Yeah. What's that? Lots of what?
Lots of VD.
Yeah.
Lots of what?
That's what I heard. In the 65 plus communities?
That's what I heard.
We don't need to say all that.
Yeah. No, she knows.
Yeah. I do know. But
have you not seen The Golden Bachelor? I mean, come on. We all know what goes on.
Man.
8:45 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
On The Bachelor, once they all start making out, I'm done. Like, I can't. I'm sick. We have so many little minor accidents in the area, so please use caution getting to work and getting out there today. I-10 westbound is closed at Pine Forest. The westbound lanes have been shut down all morning. Eastbound is slowing, but it should let up around the Car City exit. Chemukla Highway and Norris Road, we have a vehicle crash with injuries. And the traffic tip line, thank you everybody this morning, minor accident at Highway 29 and Hope Drive southbound. If you have any more traffic tips, go ahead and text to 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, if somebody at the retirement home says you want to go to vaudeville with me, they don't mean what you think. 437-1620, texting in the question is local slang or Florida slang. Somebody says, I called a buggy and I'm from Alabama. Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Snowbirds. When young folks say, when folks are saying hello, hey, say hey coming from the Midwest, saw hey? Couldn't figure that one out. I'm sorry. I tried to read it. Somebody else here says it's not a panhandle thing, but many cities in the South Florida are referred to as the land of newlyweds and nearly deads, which...
Nice.
Wow. We're bringing out the... People are angry on an overcast and rainy day. Somebody here says, I carried mama to the doctor or anywhere. Means I took him.
Oh, I carried.
Yeah. Carried. Okay. Oh, no, that's a regionalism.
How about grabbing groceries?
Oh, all
that's
right.
That's one from... I'd never heard that. I say it now, too. I'm going to go grab groceries.
Oh, bugs is Nat. Oh, well, I don't know what this... I'm having trouble understanding the text today. Maybe I'm something wrong with me. When I was a kid, convenience stores were called Fart and Fetchums in South Florida.
We got to bring that back.
Just heading down to the Fart and Fetchum to carry some groceries.
Some farts.
Or my all-time favorite convenience store name is the drive-through liquor store that was called the Hit and Run. Real place Illinois. Not joking. Real place. Breezers. Oh, for people who live in Gulf Breeze. Okay,
Breezers,
sure enough.
Yeah.
Somebody says, we'll get to that later. Mom used to say, ugly is a synonym for rude. Don't be ugly. Or naughty, which is more of a Southern thing.
That's true.
Yeah. We also have, these are useful ones. This is, again, from that P&J story, a Florida bath. Florida bath. No, it's not what you think, or whatever you're thinking. It's not that. It's when you're in the pool all day and you just don't take a shower because you were in the water all day and you got chlorine all over you.
I would take Florida baths every day.
Or if you go in the salt water and you don't take a bath afterwards, you don't rinse off afterwards, both of which I always do, but in case you don't. Yeah. Let's see, a grocery getter is a station wagon.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Yep. Ensley Iced Tea, whiskey and Coke. That's good. And then this one is my personal favorite. I had not heard this one, but I love it. You know, we're a fissionary, as Cooper used to always say, and our news director used to always say that we are a drinking town with a fishing problem.
Yeah.
Okay, for Pensacola. Have you all seen the square grouper?
No.
Nobody's seen a square grouper?
I have not seen a square grouper.
If you're fishing or swimming in the right place at the right time, you could come across a square grouper. That's the name the U.S. Coast Guard, working in the waters around South Florida, gives to overboard bales of drugs.
Oh, because they're in a bale.
They're in the water, and they're square, and they're a fish, and they're funny looking. So the square
grouper,
that's exactly right.
It washes up. And it's like, oh, cool. Square groupers.
437-1620. Oh, and you should be so proud of me. I used all y'all in an email yesterday.
Oh, good.
All y'all.
That means you plural.
Wasn't even trying. That's right. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a fantastic resource. She and her folks at Leavenworth Realty. She started doing it on her own, and it's about 5 or 6 years ago now, maybe six. And, sold a few homes the first year, and then she was up to like double digits into 60 and 100 and 150. I mean, the progression was amazing to watch, okay? Now up to 230 homes sold a year. She's got a team now that she's surrounded herself with. We're kind of like-minded in terms of understanding and loving the business, but also in terms of understanding and loving people, like-hearted. Like, she wants people to work with her who serve, who go the extra mile, who do whatever they can, who understand where you're coming from. I mean, you sell 230 homes a year and make people raving fans because you treat them right, you know, and do the best by them. And that's what they do. So if you want somebody to bounce some ideas off of, get some input, or just somebody who you know will do everything she can to get you a great price selling or buying, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you for your time.
Who is that sad little person? Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
Day with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Devil Wears Prada. When Stanley Tucci, and she's first going to work, and he talks about her, Anne Hathaway being there confronting her. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I have I guess it's news. I'm not sure what to make of it, but you know how we've had I-10 closed all morning between westbound after 29. Like, you can't go west on I-10 at 29. They're taking you off to 29. The note in Google now says closed until midnight.
Oh, God.
So, you know, sometimes those estimates are inaccurate, but whatever happened there is very, very bad. And we had heard earlier from Channel 3 that it was a fatality. I don't know the details, but if they're saying it's going to take the day to figure this out, it's pretty awful. So 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What's the other thing I was going to tell you about now? It just kind of went straight out of my mind. When I saw that note, I thought, oh, man, I got to tell folks about this. That's really bad. One of the things, we had a really good conversation earlier this morning with Rodriguez Kimbrough. He is the ECAT director, the director of mass transit here in Escambia County. And I've now read the mass transit, the ridership study that came out in July. I had not, and I've been waiting to do it, and then Channel 3 comes out with the story about the changes coming. I'm like, oh, well, I better read the transit study. So I did, 200 pages, yay for me. And just very quickly, personally, I found it kind of horrifying because it looked to me like we have the people always have this idea like the ECAT buses don't have very many people riding on them, and it's a very expensive system to maintain. And I would say the ridership study confirms that. You know, you have some routes where you have maybe as many as 20 people on the bus at a given time, which is, you know, that's okay. But you have some routes where you have 3 people on the bus at a given time. And, of course, that means you have sometimes fewer and sometimes more. But where we're talking like some of these routes that we run, the trip costs you $1.75 because that's a fare, and the trip costs the taxpayers. Now, it's federal money, state money, and gas tax, so it's not like you're paying ad valorem that goes to general fund that pays the $15 million that runs ECAT every year. But public subsidy from one source or another, it's still taxpayer money one way or another. Per trip, the good routes are $9, $10, $11 per person. So they pay $1.75 and we all pay $10. The medium bad routes are $20 to $30 a person. So every person riding the bus is paying $1.75, and for every person paying $1.75, all y'all are paying $30. For each person. And the really bad routes, like the one to Century, is $68 a person. 15 people ride it every day. 16, sorry, ride it every day. And they pay $1.75 and we pay $68. collectively. So I said to Rodriguez, I said, you know, if it were me taking over ECAT, I would sell all the big buses and I would buy hotel-sized buses and minivans, and I would do things very, very differently and try to increase use and increase the number of frequency of trips and decrease the size of the buses, which will decrease. He's like, I'm with you in principle. We're trying to work on that, but we're under contracts from previous grant money with the big buses, and we're working on changing. They are trying to change and scale in that direction, but man, this was the first time I had really seen the numbers in front of me to confirm the suspicion that some portions of ECAT run very well. And by the way, you're always going to subsidize mass transit. Always going to be the case. It's never going to pay for itself. So that's fine. But the degree of not paying for itself is the issue with some of these routes. And so anyway, just wanted to kind of get you an update on that. That podcast is on the podcast page at newsradio923.com, and you can listen to it for yourself. 8:57, a little late getting to traffic for Jake, who on his first day has been doing outstanding.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
Filling in for Candy. What's going on there? Aside from I-10 is closed till midnight.
Of course, right. We also have that Chemuckla Highway and Norris Road vehicle crash with injuries. Minor accident on Highway 29 and Hope Drive going southbound. We have a new vehicle crash with a roadblock at Fairfield Drive and South Dakota Street. It's a partial roadblock, so use caution in that area. And if you have any traffic tips, we're about done anyway. But text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And I'm going to say this because they don't know. He's never done radio before.
Like first day.
He's been a drummer most of his life. Yeah. And he was a fan of the show. And, you know, we had posted for an opening. And he was like, I think I can do this, and you know, and so we're like, well, let's try it out. Let's see how it goes. And never done radio before, so
never.
First day on the mic, and sounds like that, right? Like, you know, fantastic.
Well, I listened to the best. You guys are awesome.
You're very sweet.
Thank you.
8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Well, it's time for future news, shall we?
Oh yes. Let my first one here. Yes.
Future news. Oh, there you go.
Love you, Candy.
He's the Candy Whisperer. I love it. Oh, that's great. All right, so as we said, ECAT is making some changes to the way they do bus service. Will the newer revamped ECAT be more nimble, more effective, higher ridership?
No.
Okay, so...
I hate to say that.
I'm going
to
say slightly yes, but my look as a novice, as a not an expert, my look is... I think a lot more changes have to happen for it to really be done the way it's going to be done. But I know it's a hard thing. It's hard to turn a big boat when it's a big boat or a big bus. Will we get trees planted, City of Pensacola? Will we get the $700 million or $700,000, and then also this the tree planting trust fund? Will that all get taken care of?
Yes, 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 it will.
Golf Breeze, Milton,
absolutely.
Pensacola.
I think that's going to be good. And Steve Scalise finally?
Yes,
yes.
Okaloosa County getting a big chunk of money out of the Juul vaping settlement. We'll have more on that story after Fox.
Hey, we're just having a little bit of the automation system went out of sync, sir. Well, we'll get to the top of the hour news, which, by the way, that means you get 5 extra seconds of me saying nothing. Stay off I-10, it's closed.
A show of solidarity. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv, Israel, says at least 25 American deaths are now confirmed in the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel, and that there's